just, you guys aren't going to be here that long, are you?
Just 45 minutes. All right. All
right. I need an IV then. Okay, what are we going to start with corners?
Garvey's the new one.
All right, what do we got?
In getting Garvey, what does he bring to you, and how does he fit?
Young player, skilled player, got some experience for a young player. I mean, 2 years has started a lot of games. He's an outside player for the most part. You know, we just got to get him up to speed as quick as we can and see the way it shakes out, but excited to have him.
I know it's only one day, but you saw him a little bit today working in with the ones right away. What did you see from him?
Well, we were just trying to get him out there. You know, we were, you know, it's tough when, you know, you come in and you got one day to try to get up to speed, and there was a couple signs of that where we had a miscommunication. It really wasn't a miscommunication, just he's not up to speed on a lot of the calls, but we tried to limit it, and mainly a lot of man to man, you know, and just sort of stay that way. Hard to really say. I mean, I'm watching all 11 guys on defense. You guys are only watching one. So, I mean, you got to admit, that's the only one you guys were watching, right? But,
of the mindset to play Ronald and have him shadow your opponent's best receiver for an entire game?
That's too soon to say.
Have you done that before with any of
your corners? Oh, yeah. But, you know, so much of it depends on size matchups, speed matchups, things like that. You know, the rest of the scheme, you know, how much, you know, what the run game looks like, you know, all those different things. But it goes into it. You know, so certainly that's part of the realm of possibility.
When you acquire a player like that, how big of a lift does that give, you know, that group, that position group? Does it increase the sharpness, the focus, the competition?
Well, I definitely agree with that. I think it does elevate the level of competition. You know, I think that obviously it adds talent to the defense. But how it all works out is, you know, it's going to be our job over the next 3 weeks. You know, just like today, it's not a finished product. Obviously, it's his first day, but he's got some catching up to do in our scheme. You know, but it's exciting to have him.
I was excited that he had a chance to watch Garvey against the other receivers in the division because Buffalo played, you know, since 2 years ago. Is that something that you looked at prior to the trade too?
We looked at all of his plays, so. You know, I think you took his whole body of work, not just what he did against an individual team. Teams change so much that it's, you know, what you have 1 year might not be what you have the next year. I mean, just throw this at you. What if one of our opponents was doing that with Jordan Matthews? You know, all of a sudden he's not here, and then all of a sudden you're left-handed or whatever. But we considered his whole body of work. And like what we saw there, had a really good rookie year last year, had a little bit of up and down. But, you know, he's a young player. He's a talented player, and, you know, we're excited to have him. He's played left, but I guess in training camp this year he's been playing right. You guys know we like to flip our guys through training camp. You know, and it's just in case you need to move a guy to match a particular receiver. So we'll see him through training camp. We'll see him both at left and right. I think as a player, you know, he can play both.
Is there something that's a Buffalo connection or just a connection?
Well, I never coached Ronald Garvey. He wasn't there when I was there. So, but you know, a lot of the other guys, you know, I think that. You know, I don't know, familiarity means anything. I mean, Corey Graham was available. Corey's done a really nice job. It was an easier pickup for Corey because there was some similarity in verbiage, and he was able to pick it up really quickly. With Ron, there was no similarity, so it's going to take a little bit longer on stuff like that. You know, it's sort of the same stuff here. You know, it looks a lot different, obviously, when you can finish the quarterback. You know, I mean, he had a great hit on a screen one time. You know, he's a slippery guy. There's some things he can do better. He had a couple sort of wasted rushes, you know, where we weren't in sync with our front four. Sort of what you expect from a rookie as you start. But, you know, obviously two sacks and a limited number of reps, you know, that kind of production you expect from a first rounder.
Well, Patrick Robinson inside a little bit today. He's done that in his career before. Is that something that could be a role for him?
Yeah, we're looking at everything, and with Ron Brooks down, it gives that opportunity to get somebody in there, and also trying to get Darby some outside reps in there. But Patrick played a little bit in New Orleans in there, and he played San Diego in there, played a little bit in Indianapolis in there. So he's familiar with everything. We'll have a lot of different combinations over the next 3 weeks, try to figure out, you know, what our best combinations are and what our best matchups are. The day before that, it was all Malcolm in the slot.
Corey
came in.
Where's your D-tackle with Bo Allen out? Obviously, Cox and Jeremy are going to get married, but what are you seeing out of those guys?
Well, I'd sort of start with a guy like Destiny. I think Destiny's really had a good camp, and, you know, there were some opportunities since Bo's been down, and Destiny's really taken advantage of those. I think also, probably for about the last week, Qualls has really been on the rise. Really since he came back from his injury, he's been hard to handle. He made some plays in the game. You know, you sort of expect that from guys like Fletch and Timmy, but it's been exciting to see some of the younger guys. Justin Hamilton's had an outstanding camp. Gabe has done good things. Gabe did some good things in the game. So we're getting a lot of contributions out of those guys up there, but I think the opportunity really was taken advantage of by a couple of those, I'll say, down-the-line guys, but the guys like Destiny and then, like I said, Qualls has really been on the rise so far. Lately.
Jim, how much is Jordan Hicks back from the hand in terms of working with the first team, and what are you expecting out of him his second year as your middle linebacker?
Yeah, he's just a guy that's always around the football. You know, I mean, he's quarterback of the defense. He's right there in between the DBs and the D-line. It's his job to make sure things get communicated. He's just sort of natural in the pass game. Obviously a good guy to have in there.
What have you seen from Alex McAllister, in the game in these last couple of days of practice?
Yeah, I don't think it was any secret. He made some plays in the game, but he was also up and down. You know, there was some. And it's a little bit difficult at the end of the game because you don't have – early in the game, you can roll waves of guys through. You get into that fourth quarter and there's nobody else, and they got to stay out there for an extended period of time. That being said, all those guys just need to be more consistent. I think every single guy up there made a play somewhere along the line. But it's not just about making a play. It's about making all the plays or making the majority of the plays and being consistent. And Alex is still working on that.
How close are you, Jim, to deciding on a starter opposite Darby for the season?
We'll see.
I mean, how long do you have to take?
We'll play all the different combinations and, you know, see how it goes. We got a lot of ground to cover before then.
How we talked about how this is a corner deficient league. It's hard to find good corners on the outside. And Darby is 23, runs a sub 4.40. Do you have a sense why he was available to you guys?
You have to ask somebody else on that. We're glad to have him here, but no.
You mentioned Corey Graham a little bit. Does his presence make you a little more comfortable to see a matchup moving Malcolm down to the slot?
You know, Corey's played corner in the past. He's played nickel in the past. He's played safety. He's a very dependable player, and part of his skill set is his multidimensionality. Is that a word? Anyway, like being able to blitz a nickel and still cover a slot. That corner background helps him there. Playing safety, and he can play in the box. He can play deep. He can play short. You know, there's a lot of similarities between him and Malcolm and Rodney. All those guys played corner at some time in their career, and it gives you a lot of flexibility on defense.
Jim, what does Rasul Douglas have to do to be somebody you can put out there, early in the season?
Well, first of all, I thought he played very well in the game. I don't remember if I said this before, but one of the things that's impressed me about Rasul is that every time we've sort of taken a step up in competition, he sort of met that challenge. You know, and it might not look the same on a normal practice. All of a sudden, our first padded practice, he really stood out. First preseason game, I thought he stood out. He's got great length. He can get his hands on balls. He responded quickly to things that happened in the game. Did a couple of nice things on special teams too, and that's important for young corners. So, he's on the right track. Like so many players, and I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing it from me, he's just striving for consistency.
Thanks, guys. Okay. Thanks.